Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it was a very high scoring game. I suppose we were seeing a lot of war from Division 1A this year, and we know that they were playing a level above us. And I suppose the first half was even, but we know they're a serious side.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Now be joined in the studio by former League of Ireland defender manager Owen Heary. Owen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Four games tonight in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Saw three games kicking off at 7:45. You have St Patrick's Athletic against Bohemians. You got Waterford against Galway United, and Shelburne against Drogheda United. And then at 8:00, Derry City play Shamrock Rovers. Then tomorrow, Sligo Rovers play Dundalk. We might start, Owen, with James McLean's comments yesterday. He took to his Instagram. He's talking about how it could be the end for him quite soon. It's down to the surface. To be honest, this is a difficult post for me to write for a number of reasons, mainly due to the uncertainty of the outcome, but I feel it's best to put it in black and white. This is James McLean taking to his Instagram yesterday. More importantly, to show this is coming from me and me only, and that there's no speculation or rumours. For the past few years, I've been playing through difficulties with my hip, and though I have managed and played through the pain, the impact of training and playing on Astro has sped up the damage much faster than I anticipated. The past 6 weeks have been hell. Pain is something that I've been able to deal with and play out through my career, but it's the restriction of not being able to move, which is what I'm struggling with physically, obviously, but also mentally. Never mind trying to compete in the football pitch, but just everyday life, playing with my young ones, putting on socks, walking, etc. I was told by a specialist 10 days ago that my body currently has no business being on a football pitch due to the severity of the damage to my hip. I respect his honesty and expert opinion, but I have never been one to lay down without a fight. Tomorrow, as in today's Friday's appointment, is the last chance for me to hopefully get a surgery, even if it's a possibility, one which will allow me to do what I want, what I dream of doing, and that's being able to contribute while an acceptable level of state to do so. That is playing for the club I love, Derry City. I feel it was important for me to share this because it could be a while, if ever even, until I have the opportunity to do so again.
Yeah, I totally get where he's coming from. He's played a lot of football over the years, so many years. He's 37 now. Playing on Astro doesn't help, you know. And he's obviously going to take the word of the specialist. And I remember Steve Hughes, is the professor up in Kappa Hospital, when I was around that age, told me that if I keep playing the way I'm playing, I'm going to need hip replacements or knee replacements. And a lot of footballers do, you know, the way rugby players have shoulders and things like that. So he's obviously taking the advice of the specialist, and he's going to take it from there, which you have to respect his decision on that, because the last thing he wants to do is not be able to walk after games and put on socks. It's difficult enough when you're that age, playing a match on a Friday and playing a match on a Sunday or on a Monday, and then the next day waking up, you do feel those aches and pains as you get older. So it is difficult for him, you know, to make a decision like that.
It feels like it's going to be over, not as soon as it began, like, but kind of soon enough, because this has been coming, Keith. Like, there was a few weeks ago he was complaining about the facilities in League of Ireland, and that actually might be a help, because because everybody wants the facilities to improve and everything to improve in the League of Ireland, but he was laying into him. Probably because, like, what he was used to abroad and what he's playing with here. But it's kind of becoming his frustration about the situation. But that, I suppose, is news to everyone about the severity of the hip.
Yeah, it makes sense, because looking at James in the middle of the park, his number one attribute for me would be his athleticism. And he doesn't seem to have the same athleticism playing for Derry as he did even for Wrexham at the start of last season. It's worrying. Very, very worrying. The words coming out of James's mouth. But I remember speaking with Wayne Henderson when I was at Preston, and Wayne needed a back operation. He was in a bad way. Like, he couldn't walk. He was getting really bad. He couldn't play with his kids at the time. And I remember him just saying to me, "This is not worth it. I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to bend over and pick them up and, you know, do little wrestling matches or whatever. Your life is much, much, much more important than being able to play football." And James has had a brilliant, brilliant footballing career. I would assume financially he's absolutely sound. So although it's probably not the best thing or anything he wants to hear out loud, if it's going to impact your health and, you know, playing with your kids moving forward, don't do it. But what I honestly is in the back of my head as well is he has a hip injury, a long-standing hip injury. It wasn't a surprise that Derry play on an Astro.
Yeah.
So when he was signing that contract, surely he said, "That Astro is not going to be any good for me. Maybe I shouldn't sign for Derry."
I was going to say the only thing on that he's probably got told is going to be the Astro is going to go, like he's going to go to a grass pitch eventually.
They're playing Celtic Park now, the GA pitch.
That's probably what he had in his mind to say, right, you'll get through a little bit on the Astro pitch until it does come to the grass surface. But
that's not a great surface anyway, though, isn't it, Celtic Park?
Looking at the pitch last week, there was a game on it and things like that, but it looks patchy, yeah. You know. But he won't be playing. Obviously, he's going to be out with his hip for a while. So, but it's a decision, and as Keith rightly said, like you don't want to. He's 37 years of age. He's not 60, 70 years of age. You know, getting a hip replacement. He's a young man, and he wants to be able to do things with his kids when he retires, and he wants to go off and whether it's doing running with them, whether it's playing football with them. You want to be able to do those things and not struggle doing them. So, if he does make that decision to retire, then it'd be the correct decision for him.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got to put family first. I mean, even now with my back injuries and hernias and stuff like that, in the winter when I get out of bed, it takes me probably about 15-20 minutes to be able to stand up straight when I get up, and that's just wear and tear. So I can imagine what James is like, and going to the well time after time and being as fit and as athletic as he is, it's worrying. But he's been a brilliant servant to football for so many years now, and gone, you know, as we said, to the well. So there'll be absolutely no problem. He's had a wonderful career if he does finish it now, although the dirty stuff hasn't worked out as well as everybody would have liked.
Is it hard also to know your team can win without you?
They're not winning much at the moment.
They won last week, though. Yeah, that was the first
third win of the season, in 12. So it's, come here, look at
that. Because he was part of the team that wasn't doing well either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Derry will move on. Like, you know, there's no doubt about it. And yeah, he will be a big loss to them, you know. But Derry have to think they're going to have to play without him. They're going to have to get results without him. You know, it might be more beneficial to them now that they have to step up to the plate and not rely on James McLean to try to get them over the line and win games for them, you know. So it's up to them to step up and try to win the games themselves.
That was a massive win last week, wasn't it? Away to Shells.
Massive win.
Because Tiernan Lynch was under big pressure.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the save from Beach at the end, like it's unbelievable save. They come away with a 2-all drop and that. And fairness, Shells played very well in the second half of that game and possibly deserved to get something from it. But, you know, Derry got two goals out of nothing, really. Second ball into the box, the first one, you know, from a corner, the first corner of the game, and then the second one where the player goes to clear, it gets blocked down, and the first one to react is in the back of the net, so 2-1. And it takes a bit of pressure off him, but, you know, these next three games, I think the pressure will be back on if he doesn't get results, because they're 11 points behind Rovers at the moment.
Yeah.
They lose tonight, you know, 14 points behind a team that you're meant to be challenging for the league. It's not good.
Do you know what's a competitive league in terms of, like, I find it hard to separate balls and paths at the moment. They could exchange places. Derry have high ambitions. Shells haven't really got going. But it still feels inevitable that we're going to have the same champions.
Mm. I think that's what we're all worried about. In the back of my mind, I'm afraid the Shamrock Rovers could win tonight. Pats probably draw with Bows, and Rovers just run off into the sunset. If I'm almost 100% sure that if Shamrock Rovers have any sort of lead by the time we get into Europe, the season's over.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever want to admit that, you know, because we want the title race, but somebody needs to be north of Shamrock Rovers going into Europe, because they will click into gear. And how often have we heard Stephen Bradley saying, when the chips are down, we will start to play? They already look like they're going through the gears, and it looks ominous for everybody. Like you say, Pats look like they can beat Bows. Bows look like they can beat Dundalk. Very few teams look capable of beating Shamrock Rovers consistently.
As a fellow centre-half, do you think the loss of Pico Lopez for the World Cup, do you think that will in any way help the opposition? Or Rovers, do they have enough strength in
there? I think they have enough strength in depth. Like, if Dan Cleary, Lee Grace, that he's just set in there, you know. Lopez will be a big loss. Mm. Look at him last week. Bowles dominated the second half. But he was immense to me. Him, McGinty and Gulver, the back four or the back three even of Rovers were unbelievable. Yeah. That's what got them over the line. Like, it's a bit like the game last year where they were 2-0 up and got beaten 3-2, but they really stepped up in the second half, the defensive side of it. So Lopez going away will be a loss to them, but they have players there to replace. And that's the squad that they have. Like,
do you know, I had almost written off Jack Byrne under Stephen Bradley.
Yeah.
But he's come back again. Like this, I suppose he's always had in his head that on his day he can be the best player in the league. I know Graham Burke will have something to say about that. Mm. Maybe Ross Tierney as well. Maybe Dawson Devoy. But there is something about Jack Byrne playing centre mid on form that probably is intimidating enough for the opposition, even from a technical level.
You know better than most. He plays at his pace, doesn't he?
He sets the pace of the game.
You see where the game is really high tempo and everyone's running around, and he just real calm, give him the ball. He just sucks the game down to his level and plays the way he wants. Like, you know, and that's frustrating for players that are playing against him, because you're trying to get the ball up and he's just little 1-2 touch, 2-2 here, pass it there, get it back, and he just dictates the whole play.
Do you ever get a sense that, like, in the most respectful way possible to the league that he's on his day, he's too good for this level, but you're not quite sure where his level is. Do you ever get it? Because you said like he'd frustrate the opposition. Would he be frustrated by his teammates that they're not quite in his level? Or is he actually perfect for the league? As in, sorry, the league is perfect for his level.
It's difficult to tell with Jack. You know, I've watched so many players in the League of Ireland, you think he'll go across the water and he'll be fine. The first person that jumps into my head would be Sam Curtis at Pats, playing right back. And you're thinking, when he goes across, he'll be absolutely fine. That hasn't quite been the case. So it's always very, very difficult to tell. But one thing I will say, whenever I'm working at the League of Ireland games or I'm just going as a fan, when I see Bourke and Bourne on the Shamrock Rovers starting 11, I think, lovely. I can't wait to watch these two. And I think they're both just as important as each other. But the brilliant thing with Jack is he went over to Dubai. Personally, I was thinking he's gone off into the sunset, play a little bit of football, and he's winding down now. Yeah. That wasn't the case. He comes out and says, I'm not drinking strawberry daiquiris on the beach. I was over there walking. He looks fitter than I've seen him in a long time. I remember being in Inchicore a couple of years ago when Rovers were playing Pats. Just by chance, I'm chatting to him on the halfway line. He's giving out about his calf injuries and he can't quite get fit. And he just looked annoyed. You know, I'm looking at him thinking he's not in love with football. He's annoyed with his injuries, can't quite get the fitness levels. Goes to Dubai, gets a certain level of fitness, comes back, looks really sharp, and he looks in love with football again. And why wouldn't you be when you've got that amount of talent? But he fell out with Stephen Bradley, and the two of them have just put their egos to one side. So I want to play, I want you to play, so let's get you back into the team. And I think it's the best thing for everybody. It's great to see a fella fall back in love with football and showing everybody what he can do. And even, I know it's probably not going to happen, but we're even hearing murmurs of people saying, get him into the Ireland training camp. That's how good Jack has been since he's come back in.
Yeah, and I think you have to give Bradley credit for taking him back. You know, bringing him back in, because most managers say, no, I'm done with him, I wash my hands with him.
Liam Rossignol point you made earlier,
and brings him back in, and like you said, he's in love with the game, but he's probably has a point to prove as well, Jack Bourne, because people question him, saying, he's not at that level anymore. He just, as you said, gone off to the sunset, but now he's come back to prove that he's probably the best midfielder in the country.
Yeah.
It's very easy to lie to yourself. Like, if you're Jack Bourne, you're thinking, people are saying I'm not quite good, people are saying I'm over the hill. It's easy to look in the mirror and go, I've done everything. How dare they question me and go the other way and just go, do you know what, I will finish. But he's gone, no, I'm not. I'm going to prove everybody. Like, to have that mentality is something that I didn't have as a player. I always thought, everybody knows I'm a good player. I don't have anything to prove here. Whereas when you go out with that intention, I think you can see it, and Rovers are looking a lot better for it.
You mentioned Pat's Bowls there. Let's talk Bowls, will we? So the last time they won a game against Galway, it was the 13th of March. The last time they scored more than one in a game.
Rovers,
27th of February. Yeah. So since that Galway victory just before Paddy's Day, they've had four draws, including two scoreless ones, and they've lost the last two at home to Sligo and then away to Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, they struggle for goals. Like, Whelan's top goal scorer was 6 goals before them at penalties.
Yeah.
After that, Hickey's the next top goal scorer with 2 set pieces again. Dawson Davoy scored 1, which was a set piece, a free kick up in Derry. So they really lack creativity in the last third of the park. You know, it looks to me that they're overcoaching the last third. They're not allowed to play off the cuff. They're not allowed to express themselves. Not that they're not allowed. It's just like, this is what happens when we get the ball in these areas. This is where we want players to be. Look at the Rovers, you know, last week, how well they played. And going back to Dalyman, when they beat Rovers, they played so well as well. But as you said, Galway didn't create anything. Sligo go 1-0 up and you think we're going to dominate the game. Doesn't happen. They end up dropping off and playing the patterns of play that they do. Sligo got the grips for it and end up being a better team then come the end of the first half and the start of the second half. But they have a real lack of goals in there. Like, Whelan starts on the bench last week and he's the top goal scorer in the league. Like, so you're wondering how are they going to get the goals or where they're going to get the goals from if it's not set pieces at the moment.
Quick wrap in the fixtures. So Pats against Bowles, Waterford against Galway, Shells against Drogheda, Derry against Shamrock Rovers, and then tomorrow Sligo against Dundalk. Gents, we've run out of time. Apologies for that. We've gone slow on that one. We've plenty to cover. And we'll get you back in again to talk more League of Ireland. All right. Thanks a little for joining us today. We got
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.